Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angels on Air. Today is December 11th, 2013, and today we are continuing our Healing with the Archangel series, and our special guest is Archangel Jophiel. And with me today, I am Nanette Ellis, and I have our wonderful Reverend Nancy Sue. Welcome, Nancy Sue. How are you today?
I am doing great, Nanette. Thank you. And how are you?
Absolutely fabulous. I'm just having so much fun with this Archangel Jophiel energy. She's just bright and light and joyful and playful. It's just wonderful working with her this week. How about you?
Oh, I have to agree with you. All of the above has been fantastic. She's fantastic.
And if I could, so for the listeners who are tuning in for the first time or going to listen to the recording, can you just give a little bit of information about yourself and how they can contact you?
I sure can, Nanette. Thank you. Hello and welcome, everyone. I am Reverend Nancy Sue Meyer. I'm a Reiki Master Teacher, Angels Communications Master and Angelic Life Coach through Angels Teach University with Reverend Elbia. I'm a Crystal Healing Practitioner, a Sacred Stone Crystal Grid Practitioner Instructor, and I'm also a Certified Gem Sphere Therapist and a Certified Sound Healer. And I'm always available if you just send me off an email to angellady4444@yahoo.com, and it's spelled out angellady4444@yahoo.com. I'm more than willing to help you with anything that you need to move forward.
Wonderful. And I'd like to let everybody know that our sponsor is angelsteach.com. Our dearest Reverend Elvia, who is the founder of angelsteach.com, I believe they have a basic training class starting in the beginning of the year. And when I'm saying, I'm jumping the gun a little bit, I think when I'm saying basic training, it's the training that uses the angel cards and learning to read angel cards to tap into your and learn to develop all of your different facets of your intuition, you know, all of your clairs. And I would suggest you go to angelsteach.com and you can get information on that. I highly recommend it. She has some free resources if you're interested in learning about the angels. I'm telling you, she's the gal to, she has such beautiful love and energy and patience and such a divine way of teaching that she moves all of us forward in such a loving way. And there is also a closed Facebook group called Living with the Angels that has different activities during the month, etc. I would suggest checking out all that on angelsteach.com. And I am Nanette Ellis. I'm a Reiki Master Teacher, a Crystal Healer, an Angel Communication Master with Reverend Elvia, and also she trained me as an Angelic Life Coach. And if you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at divineangeliccoach@gmail.com. That's divineangeliccoach@gmail.com. Oh, at gmail.com, excuse me. Brain functioning here. Jophiel wants to jump forward. I'm seeing all this yellow. So, Nancy Sue, would you like to pull all of our energies together for those that are live and those that are going to be listening to the recording?
I will be more than happy to. Okay, I ask everyone to close their eyes now, unless you are driving a car or doing something else that would be unsafe for you to close your eyes. And please know that whether you are listening to this live or on the recording, you are with us in our sacred circle and experiencing everything with everyone in love, light, and healing. I surround us within the light and the love of the divine. I call in the archangels, the ascended masters, our guardian angels, spirit guides, and our star beings to sit with us in our sacred circle. And I ask you to see, sense, feel, or just know that they are all arriving and standing at your back in total love and honor for being the amazing light being that you are. And I ask you now to take a couple of deep breaths in deeply through your nose, breathing in the love and the light and the healing of the divine. And as you exhale through your mouth, all the stress, the tension, and the concerns of the day. Allow your body to completely release everything that no longer serves you at this time. Feel how much your body has relaxed and how calm and centered you are. And when you are ready, open your eyes and come back into our time and space within our sacred circle, full of divine love, divine peace, divine calmness, and divine protection. And so it is.
Thank you. That was beautiful. I could just feel just everything from the outside just melting away. Totally focused on the here and now. How beautiful.
Thank you.
Love it, love it, love it. And now we have our guest, Archangel Jophiel, who I believe represents the enlightenment that God's wisdom brings into our souls. And do you have any information on her to share today?
I do. Oh, she's so lovely. Archangel Jophiel's name actually means beauty of God. She sees beauty in everything and everyone. And she will help you do the same. And Archangel Jophiel knows that when we spend regular time outdoors, we're cleared of lower energies and naturally have a more beautiful outlook on life. And when I have a hectic day full of scheduled chores and duties, call upon Jophiel to ease your schedule to allow outdoor time, which is so important. It's wonderful to take, even if it's just mini 5, 10, 15-minute times outside, do that. And what I am going to do this summer, I tried to do it this last summer, but it didn't happen. But she had guided me to start a butterfly garden. And I love butterflies. They come around all the time, but I actually don't have plants that attract them. So if you want that extra peace, that extra calmness, start a butterfly garden and see what it does for you. I can't wait to start mine. And another thing Archangel Jophiel will help you with is to experience more grace and peace in your life through slowing down and noticing the beauty that is already around you. You know, our days right now, everybody is always in such a hurry, going here, going there, having to work and picking up the kids, taking the kids. Have her help you slow down. Slow down. Notice the beauty that is around you. Smell the roses. And, you know, she blesses you and encourages you to savor and enjoy every moment. So slow down. Appreciate life's everyday miracles. She will help you so much with that. I have been struggling with a few things this week, and she's been right there calming me down, slowing me down, and everything works out in the right time, the right place, and I'm forever grateful for her. And the way I look at it, she'll increase your awareness and appreciation of everything that's around you, no matter what is going on. She will help you see what is really important to see, not just all the negative or the rush, rush, rush. And something I find really interesting with Jophiel, when I meditate with her, her aura is this deep rose pink. And when I was talking to her about this, because I'm getting two different colors from her, she says that the pink signifies her beautiful, loving, and caring nature. So if you want to work with her with pink crystals such as rubellite, any of the pink ones, that will help you connect with her. But also, her energy is associated with the yellow ray. And with those, you use the citrine, the yellow calcite, any of the yellow stones. So it's kind of funny. She's come in a couple of times this week where she's this beautiful pink, and then all of a sudden she'll come in with pink and she'll have yellow outlining her aura. So I guess it's just whatever I happen to need at the moment as to what color she comes in. And so when we do the meditation with her today, I will be explaining to you how I'm seeing her at the moment, but you may be totally seeing her completely different than me. And who knows, maybe she'll even come in blue. I have no clue. But she is also known as the Angel of Patience, Wisdom, and Illumination. And she helps people learn, and she's helped me a lot with this one, to think beautiful thoughts that can help develop beautiful souls. Because we're already beautiful souls, but sometimes on the outside it doesn't always appear to be. So when you're having a difficult time thinking of really good thoughts instead of, anything that's negative, call on her and she'll help you with that. And also another thing about her, the yellow ray, that's the ray of illumination. And when I was talking to her, she came to me this morning just before I got out of bed. And she wants me to explain a little bit about illumination. And I believe everybody that's on this call knows about it, but she's really insistent. So I'm going to give you just a brief little bit about what she asked me to say. And she says the illumination encompasses wisdom, understanding, inspiration, knowledge, and clear seeing. And she says that it comes from all good things, from the mind of God, the source of creativity. And our higher self is already connected to the mind of God, and Archangel Jophiel can help us get in touch with that part of ourselves. And God's angels can free us from anything that blocks our oneness with our higher self. Those conditions such as self-doubt, fear, lack of self-esteem, and addictions, call on her to help you. There's been times that I've lost my connection and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's going on here? But she is so available to all of us at any time. But you must remember, call on her, or otherwise she's not going to be able to help us. Because our God, Creator, Source, gave us all free will, and no angel or archangel will abuse that. They all wait patiently for prayers and calls so that they can get into action to help us. And it's not necessarily that we're praying to the angels, but anytime you're talking to the angels or to God, that's really a prayer. You don't have to, put your hands up, fold your hands. It's just talking to them, thinking about them, saying something without doing it out loud. They hear you, and they are right there. And another thing she's concerned with is the disillusion of ignorance, pride, and narrow-mindedness. So if you need to have a meeting with someone who has these attributes, you can call on her, and she will help dissolve these blocks to a successful meeting. And I've had that happen. I've had to call my boss aside and talk to her. And it was kind of hard in the beginning, but once I felt Jophiel there, and it's like, okay, I can do this. And we went through the whole thing with ease and grace. So I just love her, Nanette. There's so much about her. She is so inspirational. Do you have any other comments on her? I mean, she's just, there's so much about her, and I feel like I can go on talking for the next hour, and I know we can't quite do that.
I am giggling, and I'll let our listeners know that Nancy Sue and I live in different states. And before the call, I told her a little bit about the grid. And I didn't tell her that in between my citrine points, I put rose quartz. And when you were talking about how she's coming into you with the pink and the yellow, I started giggling. I mean, she's like, you know, without my even knowing why, I just automatically do what I hear her telling me to do. Uh-huh. And without us discussing this, there's the same color. So she's verifying that what you're seeing is how she's representing. I mean, she's just doing that validation. That is just so cool.
I like having that extra validation.
Yeah, she's such a patient teacher.
Yeah.
Is what I think I would like to add. Her patience and grace and just, you know, her gentleness. And that's how she comes across to me. Very gentle, but very wise.
I so agree. And here she's telling me something else right now. She says, please, 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 help me fight the pollution and cleaning up our planet.
Amen.
And I haven't heard that from her before. So, wow.
I better put a note of that on how we can go about helping her with that.
Definitely.
Is she ready to step in and speak with everyone?
I believe she is. So, are you ready?
I believe we all are, with anticipation.
Okay, I ask everyone to sit or lie down and become comfortable within and without your being. Breathe in and exhale as you feel the beautiful energy of our beloved Archangel Jophiel as she steps into the room. You will start to see your sense of beautiful, bright fuchsia pink surround you. You may feel the energy and the happiness of light, or you may simply feel her very gently, lovingly tingling energy, which is very soft, soft like a whisper of a love cuddled within clouds. In fact, I'm sorry, but I really feel this giggly feeling right now, so I hope you have that feeling too. And as she appears to me, she has this light teal colored gown that flows as she is walking towards us. And she has huge wings that are outlined in the most beautiful, sparkly yellow sapphire with such beautiful, wavy, glowing red hair. And I smell the scent of Queen Anne roses as she stands in front of me. Her love, her smile, her presence fills me to overflowing with love. And she is reminding us to breathe so that our body will adjust to her higher energy coming in. And as we are visited by this beautiful archangel, as you continue to breathe, I want you to feel the tightness and the worry of your thoughts. Feel the anxiety and feel that feel that has been gripping you under the surface, which you may not even be aware of, that it's there. It has become so naturally a part of your being, so naturally a part of your life, but that negativity still holds on to that very silent fear. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, I want you to feel Archangel Jophiel place her loving and gentle hands upon your shoulders. Feel the lightness of her beautiful, long, yet very dainty fingers. And she's beginning to stroke our hair ever so gently. Smell the scent of the Queen Anne roses as you begin to feel that beautiful fuchsia pink light as it starts to seep through your crown. very gently as it is dissolving into and through your brain. It is now going into the chakras. And as it does, it clears the way and is moving very gently through your ears, through your eyes. And as it does, it is dissolving all the fears and the tightness of your thoughts. Allow and be at peace. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale this beautiful fuchsia pink light, it goes down through your throat. Feel your throat chakra loosening and feel the tightness just slip away. Begin to feel this beautiful light as your beautiful thoughts take the place of the negative ones, replacing and dissolving all the old negative patterns with positive thoughts and feelings. Feel this beautiful pink fuchsia light as it goes down through your arms. Feel it go down into your heart as it's loosening the stress and the tightness. Take another deep breath in and exhale as you feel all that no longer serves you releasing and slipping away. Feel yourself physically releasing the negative thought patterns and beliefs now. As Archangel Jophiel continues to stroke your hair, she starts to rub your back, much like a mother would a child. I am feeling so loved and nurtured right now, and I know you are too. Feel the light as it spreads through your lungs and going down through your lower chakras as the tension dissolves, as she moves the fuchsia pink light down through your body, sliding through your veins as the energy starts to go down towards the ground. The light is clearing your solar plexus, your sacral chakra, as it allows the light to flow with ease and grace right down to your root chakra. Feel the tightness of worry about money as it just slides away, with all the beautiful and wonderful thoughts replacing the negative ones. Start thinking of the people you love, the good times, the wonderful experiences that you've had. Feel the good memories you've had in this lifetime and be in gratitude. Take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, feel all the negative energy and unhappiness go down through your legs, down into your feet, and through your feet as those negative energies go right down into Mother Earth in a huge sphere of fuchsia pink light. It was Mother Earth who has brought herself forth to transmute those negative energies, for she loves us so much and so deeply. Your body is now glowing with the fuchsia pink light. It is flowing through your entire body, aura, and sacred space. All the love and the light of God, Creator Source, is flowing through you and around you. Absorb it right into your very self. As Archangel Jophiel continues to work on you, feel the fuchsia pink light going from your aura through your body and expands right down into your feet, clearing away the connections of any and all negative ties going through your aura as it does and going down right into Mother Earth. Breathe in and feel the warmth of the pink. And as you exhale, you let go of all the tightness that might every single little drop. Let it go. I want you to feel all the love as it moves through your brain and feel the Creator's love and the love of Archangel Jophiel as it moves through your heart. I thank Archangel Jophiel for all this beautiful work that she has done for us and for all that the Creator has done. And we remember that we are always divinely connected. Beautify your thoughts. Beautify your space in a loving way
much like a mother would help her child. And Archangel Jophiel has stepped forward again and would like to speak. I am Archangel Jophiel, and I'm very honored to have invited you and me and all into this circle this day. I know all of you so well, and I love all that you have been working on and moving towards. There are many things I would like to share with you today, but I know that when I work with such beautiful light workers, I must not overwhelm you or give you more than you can handle at one time. I will speak of something that the majority of you need to hear. Those that already have the practice working very well for yourselves, this will just enlighten you even more on what you already know. I would like to share the importance of meditation, the process where one can connect with the infinite light energy of spirit for guidance, inspiration, and moral righteousness. Learning to access from within the way that is right for you. Many of you struggle with meditation. As soon as you hear the word meditation or meditate, many freeze up. Many throw their arms up and say, not again with this. And many will walk away or hang up, so to speak. There are many who claim to meditate but have not one true idea of what meditation really is, why it is so important, and the benefits that can be achieved through regular meditation. It is as important as breathing. Even Master Jesua brought this up, that he prayed and meditated several times a day just to help support him through the daily living that he required to do while living in his human body, while living on planet Earth. I ask all of you, please don't judge what I have to say. Give me the honor and the respect of listening. And then, if it is your truth, then you will do what you need to do to move forward. If it is not, there's no judgment. But more than likely, you will hear this again from somewhere, something, or someone. This is something that I see light workers struggle with, and I feel that it is very important to bring it up again. There are many ways to meditate, but I am going to share with you the true way to meditate. Remember, there is truly no right or wrong here, but for what all of you are going through on this planet right now, the only way for light workers to meditate is to learn to sit in silence and listen to your hearts. Go somewhere where you cannot be disturbed. Sit down and make a decision that you will overcome any barriers that may stand in your way. Be open to what unfolds. And do not have in your mind any preconceived ideas as to what will occur. It is important to keep your back straight, both your feet connected to the floor, but you can sit cross-legged. You may leave your legs unfolded. It matters not. As long as you are in a position which you know you will not be interfered during meditation and the energy flows right through you. Working with many light workers, I see that morning is a better time for meditation than evening. For the day's proceedings will often break into your meditation if you try to meditate at night. Again, I want to stress there is no right or wrong way here. Of course, I want you to do what's best for you, but please understand that I watch all of you, and I see what really supports you beautiful light workers for your highest good. Also, it is quite common for you to fall asleep if you've had a hectic day, which in the reality of now, most of you do have a hectic day working, driving, chores, and so forth. Everything is at a fast pace. No one takes the time to smell the roses or to see the beauty around you or within you. So once you are in your place, close your eyes and focus on the silence. Do not allow thoughts to disturb the process, for you will find initially many thoughts rise to the surface. When this happens, refocus on nothingness. Allow the darkness to come to you. Fear it not. It is by shutting out your external sensory systems that you can focus on your inner spirit. There is no need for special breathing techniques. You can allow the natural rhythm of breathing to unfold. And when you have mastered the art of being able to sit in silence for a period of time, then, and only then, should you consider asking or praying for help with a particular problem or issue. Once you have given this thought out to the universe, it is then that one must sit back and allow the answers to unfold to you. Yes, in divine timing, not your human time. Because your world is so noisy, it will take you time to achieve total inner calm and peace. But trust me, it will come, along with the answers to your personal problems. Your pace of life is so fast, dear ones. Very few of you enjoy the present moment of the journey and wonderment that each day brings you. Sometimes meditation can be more beneficial than sleep. For something to happen, be it a thought or an action, it requires energy. Without energy, there cannot be reaction. Placing your energy into meditation will bring about mindfulness, clarity and vision of who you are, your life purpose, communion with the infinite light energy of spirit. I am hearing some of you thinking it is God that you are speaking of when I say infinite light spirit. Yes, it is God, but it really does not matter what any of you call it. In reality, when humans label something with a name, you are actually limiting the energies with that label. God is omnipotent. I am you, you are me. God is you and you are God. The universe is you and you are the universe. Sleep on this tonight and see where your dreams take you. I am here to help humanity find their way back to the light. Just as a cell phone connects you to another person, I want you to understand you are not separate from God, Creator, Source. It is just the majority are not making use of the energy to which you belong. Visualize yourself as a TV. You have power that is running through a cord or plug to you, the TV. But if you are not turned on, you, the TV, doesn't work. You, the TV, is on standby. That is how many of you are currently operating in your lives, on standby. You stand by waiting for the right opportunity or the right time or the perfect time instead of turning yourself on and taking what is rightfully yours. Many wait for others to flick their switches, not realizing that they have the capacity to do this for themselves. So as angels or archangels, we send through the highway of consciousness little messages or thoughts that at times you pick up on. Times our assistance or our words of guidance or encouragement falls on deaf ears. Many of you will have moments throughout the day when you think, where did that come from? Or, why did I say that? This is when our divine message has hit its mark. Please know that we are not controlling you. Your consciousness allows you to choose whether to accept or reject what message will be or won't be listened to. We archangels and angels are drawn to those within the humanity that have similar energy or a particular situation or issue that we can experience with proper guidance. If you are experiencing grief or loss and require comfort, you can be assured angels are sent to aid you. And many of you have already had the pleasure of Archangel Azrael, who assists you with the guidance for this situation. When my channel here lost her precious son, Metatron came swiftly to support and guide her and his sister. She didn't understand it at the time, who was there for her, but it indeed was who she now refers to as her beloved Metatron. I want all of you to realize and remember that I am in you and you are in me. For we are all here. We are all there. It is truly not my desire to confuse you, but it is important that you learn to overcome your sensory blindness. To rely purely on senses creates your world of illusion, the illusion of the third dimension, in which the majority of you are moving out of. You are moving into the higher dimensions as your physical being can handle those energies or vibrations. Through meditation, you will go beyond your sensory boundaries, and by quieting your mind, you will find the answers to all that you seek. Magnificent light workers, are you ready to experience more miracles in your life? Since I have given you something big to think about and work on with meditation, let me share something that is simple for all, but has such an impact on your life and the lives of others. It's tremendous, and it's easy. I'm going to share something quite simple that I did with my channel years ago, and to this day she still does this very simple thing throughout her daily life. From the moment she gets up in the morning to the minute she goes to bed and closes the day in prayer. She begins each day with a smile on her face. Her eyes shine with the love and the light of the divine. And she shows gratitude for another day of life as she states all the positive things that she will experience throughout her day. I shared with her the importance of remembering that the universe will always supply you with what you put out. To begin experiencing more and more miracles in your daily life, I call upon you to consider, as I did my channel, what you can do to bring joy into your life and others. It can be through saying a simple hello, smiling, or even nodding. It can be offering a huge hug, or sharing a joke. Beloved light workers, look for ways to bring light into the lives of others, and you can rest assured that the life will be returned to you tenfold. Ask my channel, once she started doing these simple things that were already such a part of her life, but she wasn't expanding it out as far as she could. Now she knows there is no limit to how you can help another human or soul. Consciously use your loving, magnificent power, be it your actions, thoughts, deeds, your words that will help or bless others. When you are in a rush and the traffic light is stuck on red or a traffic jam has occurred, stop and give thanks for this moment to rest in the midst of chaos. Recognize the universe has chosen you experience downtime, divine intervention, so you can breathe and regather your own thoughts, or perhaps to save your own life. When an ambulance or fire truck speeds by, lest the drivers rush in to help someone who has been hurt or in a fire that is happening right now. Pray and ask for the safety of those that are going to the rescue and for the safety of those that are in need of their rescuing. When you focus upon sharing your light, love, and healing, in fact, you are helping create many miracles or huge miracles in the lives of others. You will discover that you are feeling happier and more confident. By seeing the blessings of your experiences, you will begin to experience many, many miracles. Life really is that simple. please believe me, it is that simple. We of the angelic realms are here to assist and support and guide you and shine our love, light, and healing onto humanity, all of you. You must raise your vibrations. Call on us. Meet us halfway. I will step back for now, but please know we will speak again. Divine love, light, and blessings to all. Archangel Jophiel has stepped aside and has asked for us to adjust our chakras to a level that we are comfortable with. And please know that she is always with you, always. Call on her to assist you with the work that you have to do. Feel yourself returning to your body ever so gently. Slowly wiggle your toes. Slowly move your fingers and roll your shoulders and take a few deep breaths. You are back in your body fully, and when you are ready, you may open your eyes and continue your glorious light as you carry on with the universal, unconditional, cosmic love of Archangel Jophiel. Thank you. Are you there, Nanette?
Oh, yes. I'm just coming back.
Oh, my goodness.
That was so beautiful. What wonderful messages she gave. You know, it was like she had messages with inside messages.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait to re-listen.
Me too.
And she's so gentle. Like I said, I just felt this gentle, soft, gentle presence. It was so wonderful.
Oh.
And I noticed as I looked at my candles, they were all like yellow. You know, the flames were burning yellow. I had all the lights off. And that was kind of pretty unique, you know? Yeah. Wow. Well, we've got a comment from Betty Jean. She says, "Thank you, Nancy Sue. That was fantastic. I've never worked with Archangel Jophiel before, and I loved your meditation."
Oh, thank you. Honored to have her come through. I'm just so grateful.
I'm like speechless right now. I feel like I'm so sedated. That's kind of like how I'm feeling. Very, 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 very calm and sedative, kind of. If anyone has, we're kind of, and I believe that people that listen to the recording, because I'm going to listen to it again, because I feel that there are tidbits in this meditation that she just kept giving layers and layers of information. You know, that we can help to guide us gently through life. You know, loved it. I wanted to ask anyone out there if you have any questions regarding Archangel Jophiel or if you would like an angel reading today. Any questions? We're asking chat. Oh, Betty Jean said, she said, "I love the instructions for meditation. Simple and easy to follow." Amen.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. And Betty Jean chimed in and said, "I would like an angel's choice reading if there's time." And absolutely, Betty Jean, and we have a special guest that I'm going to unmute right now. Hopefully we haven't lost her to do some angel readings, give some angel messages today. Hello, our special guest. Are you there?
You know I am. How are you, ladies?
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Nancy Sue. What do you think? A nice treat?
Yes.
Yes, we missed you last night, so I had to come steal your energy tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I know your energy was with us, but your physical presence on the call, so I had to come jump in tonight.
Well, thank you. I missed being on the call, but I was actually doing something that was needed quite a bit more. And I was able to do it.
Me too. And, oh, my gosh, what a beautiful meditation. I didn't realize. I'm such a JXIL girl, and I always forget that, like, nature is my absolute home and where I find most peace. So this was so beautiful and so perfect to get me reconnected with her, because I've been feeling a little stressed lately, but not for really any reason, but it's because I'm not meditating and I'm not just going outside to enjoy it. It's going outside to do work. So that was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful reminder for me. So thank you, and thank you, JXIL.
Oh, you're welcome, Jamie.
And hi, Betty Jean.
Yeah, so if you ladies wouldn't mind giving Betty Jean an Angel's Choice reading.
Absolutely. And are you ready, Nancy Sue, or do you want me to start? Or?
Are you ready?
Yes, I have a card, so I'm ready if you want to take a drink of water a minute.
Yeah, and I think that Betty Jean says, hi, Jamie. So, Jamie, I think you're on.
Yep. And since it's the Archangel. Oh, sorry. So, Archangel Healing Call, I went with my Archangel deck for who Betty Jean could also call in for a little, if she wanted a little extra assistance from the Archangels while working with JXIL. And I got the Victory card, which is one of my favorites, with Archangel Sandalfron, and it says, your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith. And when I look at this card, that's just what I see, is just victory, and just, it's so beautiful. The angel is just blowing his trumpet. His wings are humongous, and they're wide open, and just, he's holding flowers, and it's just so strong and so full of life. It's very soft, but it's so powerful. And that just kind of reminds me of our Betty Jean soul, too. She's sweet and soft, but there's this bold power stepping in right now, and just good times. It's just like you can relax. You can breathe. It's all coming together, and it's just so beautiful. Just so beautiful.
And Nancy Sue, do you have anything to add?
I do another layering. I pulled from the Magical Time Empowerment card, Betty Jean, and this card is a very healing card. In one of the ways, it's that background is green, and it's called gentleness. Strength is gentle. True kindness has wings. Love and action endures. And when I look at this card, I feel like I'm talking to St. Francis. He's got, when Jamie was talking about the wings are huge and spread out, St. Francis has these, what I'm going to say, flames of wings that are all around his aura. It's just his total aura is flames of wings. And he has all these peace doves with him. One in each hand, and there's this wonderful, beautiful one that's just right by him in his solar plexus that's facing out, and the wings are just spread out magnificently. Betty Jean, there is so much power in you right now, and I'm actually hearing, open up your solar plexus and be the magnificent Betty Jean that you already are. Let your light shine. Let all of that gentleness that is within you and around you shine out for everybody to see it. I almost feel like you've been kind of holding yourself back a little bit, Betty Jean, like not quite your time to come out and shine even more, but you know what? It is your time. And I'm hearing, go for it. Does that make sense for you, Betty Jean?
She's on the chat, so it's going to take a second. But she did say, thank you, Jamie. Great confirmation of messages I've been getting that something big is around the corner. And here she goes. Thank you, Nancy Sue. She said, yes, it makes perfect sense. And she wants to know, what was the name of the deck again, Nancy Sue, that you used?
It's called Magical Times, Empowerment Cards by Jody Bergsma. And it's a beautiful deck. It's just so very, I can't think of the word's slipping away from me. I want to say dainty, but it's not even dainty that I want to use. It's a beautiful deck with so many beautiful, beautiful meanings within the photos.
And ladies, Skating Angel said that she is going to re-listen to the meditation tomorrow morning, but she would also like an Angel's Choice reading.
Okay.
Oh, that card fall out. I guess this is the one. And I'm again pulling from the Archangel deck, and I pulled the You Are Safe card. Archangel Michael, I am protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home. And I just love how he's stepping forward to kind of, sorry, here's my dog confirming. confirming that, yes, Michael's with you. And that you are absolutely safe to, I don't want to say give up control, but you might be holding on to something a little too much. And I don't even know if you're aware of it, because sometimes what happens is when we set intentions and we want things to, you know, turn out a certain way, so we envision it, but which is great. However, sometimes we don't completely surrender because we're so focused on having it be what, you know, the outcome be what we want it to be, instead of surrendering and allowing possibly an even greater outcome. So if that's fitting or making sense with anything, just go ahead and surrender it, because it's going to work out the way you want it to, if not even greater. And just, you know, if you catch yourself doing that, just call on Michael, because there's absolutely, I mean, this card is beautiful, and he's so strong and just almost like warrior-like, but in just that strong, protective, and his wings, again, these huge wings tonight. So you're just absolutely just, you know, the sky is not even the limit. Beyond the sky is the limit. So, let it go. Surrender any outcomes and just know that even greater things than you can imagine are coming.
Beautiful. And Skating Angel said, Archangel Michael, great card to get. I think I know what this is about. Awesome. And let's see if Nancy Sue, Skating Angel, has something to add to this.
I do, Skating Angel, and that was awesome, James. And I have another layering. I pulled again from the Magical Times Empowerment cards. And Skating Angel, I got the card Clarity. And again, this is another healing card. The background is green. Banish the fog of illusion. Open your eyes to the truth. Remember the perfection of who you are, Skating Angel. And when you look at this card, it's this beautiful fairy, this beautiful dragon, and the fairy's wings are huge, and they're just all over the card. And something awesome is coming, but you need to banish that fog of illusion. Get rid of it. You can do anything your heart desires, Skating Angel. And I'm looking at this fairy and this dragon, and they're just staring at me saying, yes, 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 you can do anything. Put your mind to it and go for it. In fact, I'm hearing, go for it, skating angel. Whatever you're thinking of, it's yours. It's for you to do. It's your empowerment. And there's going to be a lot of, when you step forward and become who you really, really are, there's going to be a lot of healing, not only for you, but those around you, because I believe you have, in fact, I know you do because I'm hearing it, you have many, many people that are waiting for you to open up and be who you really are, the magnificent skating angel. I hope that made sense, skating angel.
She says, her response to Jamie is, I found myself going into fear about something in the last few days. This card is a reminder that I am safe. Thank you, Jamie. And then she says, a fairy and a dragon. Great imagery. Magic and power. That's awesome.
Right.
I have a gal, I have a Hadashi 1965 that would like a reading from the angels, but if I could quickly go to the phone lines, I've had someone on the phone lines, well, a couple. I have a 973 area code. I'm going to unmute you and see if you would like a reading or ask a message about Jophiel. If so, just say yes. Otherwise, I'll remute you. Here we go.
Yes. This is Hadassah, 1965. My name is Jackie.
Oh my gosh, is that too great? I love it.
And I
mean, out of
typing.
All the phone lines, I picked your phone line, and you had just
wrote on
the chat. That's beautiful.
Meditation was sweet. I really was trying to focus on it, focus during it, but I have a son that kept moving in and out my field at this moment. And that's been happening to me quite often, and it interrupts my chances of meditating and really becoming in tune to my spirit. So I really would like a reading and see, you know, where I am and what I could do to bypass these constant interruptions from others.
While you're meditating?
While I'm meditating or even going about my day.
Okay.
I'm constantly being bombarded by signals and interferences.
Okay.
Hey, Nanette, what was her name? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
My name is Jackie.
Jackie?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Jackie.
My screen name is Hadassah.
Okay. I'm ready with a card, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jackie, I again pulled from the Magical Times Empowerment card because I felt that you needed to claim your empowerment, your power, and take charge. And the card that I pulled is absolutely beautiful. It's called Manifestation. Your dreams have untold energy. Open the door and let them live. Desire and belief are your power. Now, you were talking about the interference of energies coming in and disrupting your meditation so that you can't complete a meditation. I am seeing within this card, it's got a beautiful blue background, and that's the spiritual wisdom, the clear seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a beautiful unicorn and a beautiful dragon on it. And when you look at the unicorn, this unicorn is facing the past, and she's rise up, and she's got this look on her face like, okay, it's time to stop. It's time to let go. I love you all. I forgive you all. But whatever's going on in the past, whether it's forgiveness with yourself or anyone else, let go of all of that. Love it. Forgive it. Let it go. And the dragon is looking to the future, and he's got this look on his face. Now it is your time to step into who you are and move forward with your life. You have the power to say to any of these energies that are coming in and interfering with you, not now, it's not time, it's my time. Take the power, use your solar plexus, and take your time and do with it as you wish. And you can very lovingly and gently tell these energies that it's your time and you're going to claim it. Does that make sense for you, Jackie?
Yes, absolutely it does, in so many different ways. It really does.
Is it something that you're willing to take charge of?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Amen.
You know, like I said, I get it from all angles, though, you know?
Uh-huh. Good, good, good. How about you, Jamie?
Yeah, I actually pulled, again, from the Archangel deck, and I pulled the sensitivity card, and it says Archangel Haniel, you are extra sensitive to the energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings. And actually layering on Nancy Sue on the forgiveness part, just, you know, I'm feeling like, or they're telling me maybe you're a little hard on yourself. And it doesn't mean that, like, you know, you're beating yourself up all the time, but just, you know, be gentle with yourself because you have to live with you at all times. Mm-hmm. And so definitely as you know, work on getting the meditation, which I understand I'm a stay-at-home mom. I only have one child, but I have a zoo here. So, it's, you know, there can always constantly be something coming in. But absolutely just claiming that power and, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. Even if you only get 5 minutes of, you know, just quiet to start, you know, that's okay. It's a start. And don't beat yourself up because, you know, you didn't sit for 30 minutes or, you know, and then also in the forgiveness, don't beat yourself up either if you may be saying, well, maybe if I didn't do this, this would have never happened or anything like that. Like Nancy Sue said, just let it go. You know, take the good from it. And it's okay. You're here now, and all we have is now. And going forward, every time the future comes, when you're in it, you're in the now. So just let, you know, take the lessons, take the good, and just leave the rest of that junk back. It's all about you right now. And being good to you and taking care of you and loving you because you are magnificent. And I see just such a glow around this angel that shows me the glow around you. And you have such a bright light to shine. And it's time to just, you know, blind people with it because it's beautiful and it's yours. And it's just so beautiful and powerful to share with everyone. You got a lot of love and a lot of good to give. So just, but start with being good to you first, and the rest is going to come so easy and naturally. You're going to be like, well, why didn't I do this 10 years ago?
Okay. Well, I know that glow. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I apologize.
I know that glow sometimes. It attracts people to me, but for the wrong reason. And it's like I find that too many people try to feed off of me all at one time. And, you know, on the inside, it's like, oh, I get pulled. That's sometimes I feel like I'm an octopus. And really all I want to do is just go somewhere quiet, sit down, listen to some soft music, put my feet up for a moment, and just allow myself to think and to go deep within. And, you know, I'm constantly being pulled. I'm constantly, whether it's at home or at work. And, you know, I find that a lot of people who I try to help, they then turn around and try to hurt me. And it's crazy because I work in a field where we have to help people. And the people I work with, we're supposed to be helping each other. But that's not the case. But then I go through the same thing even with my my family, my siblings, my immediate family. Everyone wants to pull. And they pull it from me because they know that I can do what I will attempt to do, but they don't stop. And even if I say stop, then I'm the bad guy, you know?
Yeah, and I think that, gosh, he sounds very much like some of the stuff I go through. for me personally, what I'm working on right now, and it might help you, is just really calling in Michael to cut the cords of attachment. And, you know, those boundaries and the assertiveness are so, so important, especially when you do radiate like you do. And I had wrote a thing on my blog the other week about being a beacon, where we, you know, we guide all these people and we pull them in, and, you know, it's hard to find where to stop because you get all kinds. You get the pirates, you get people that are just lost and need a little guidance, and, you know, you have ones that are going to try to, you know, make you wrong after they were guided to you because of your energy. Then they want to, you know, take it all or try to turn it, and it's really...
Or even sabotage it. Yes, I've been dealing with a lady for this is 8 weeks now, who everywhere I turn, she's been trying to sabotage me under my job, and it makes no sense. But she's gotten to the place where now she's exposing herself, and I really don't have to do anything, but I keep catching it. And when I catch it, I say, why is she doing this? You understand? Because she's making herself look like she's an idiot. And that's real. But it creates this harmony that I really don't need in my life right now. So I do call on Archangel Michael to guide and protect me, because I need him in other areas. You know, I just, you know, sometimes I question myself, is there something that I'm doing to attract this? Because if that's the case, I want it to stop. Because it doesn't even make sense to even say anything, because if you say anything about it, then it either becomes a confrontational situation. And I'm trying to avoid that as well, because I need to focus on what's going on the inside so I can make sense of all of this.
Yeah. But I think if you really just start with the putting your foot down where you can, and like with her, you know, it's hard because you are sensitive and you do have a heart and you care. You know, it's not like you just say, oh, well, just don't care about it. You know, so I get that. But, yeah, I would just really work on, you know, just I call in, you know, all the angels, and just when it gets like that, you know, and that's kind of hard in your situation because you work with her. But just I think comes in the trusting and the knowing as well that, like, she is exposing herself with this grief because it's just showing, you know, that you aren't doing what she's trying to say, or it's not the way it's being portrayed. And so, you know, just in the trusting and knowing that it's all going to work out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it sounds like you have what I call light worker burnout. It's like, oh, my gosh, can I just get a break? And it seems like, no, you can't. But I do think, you know, once you, you know, can, like I say, even if it's just for 5 minutes a day, maybe just put your foot down, lock yourself in the car, in the bathroom, say you're, you know, you got to run to the store or something, and just, you know, find just even those couple of minutes to really center, or what is it, girls, that you guys say, the morning meditation, is it the coffee pot? Was that you, Nanette?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was going to say, we've gone over time. I think we're okay. I think I've lost the people on chat. If Jackie would like to call in, like, next week or at the end of the month when we do the full angel readings.
Sure,
maybe
sure.
Maybe we can expand. That would be
are
great.
You on are you on every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday except the first Wednesday of the month, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate everything.
Oh, you got it. We love you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jackie.
And thank you, Archangel Jophiel, for coming through your channel, Reverend Nancy Sue. That was awesome today. And anyone that wants to learn about doing angel readings, like we've done some today, go to angelsteach.com. And they're having their basic training coming up, I believe, the beginning of the year. And peruse their website, and they have some free offerings. and see if this is something that's for you. Okay, much love and light to everyone listening live and to those of you on the recording. Have a blessed evening. Good night.
Good night. Love you all.